AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Memorials to crash victims on the side of many roads will be banned under new powers from the government. Roadside tributes will not be allowed on motorways, dual carriageways, regional or local roads where the speed limit is above 60 kilometres per hour. So reports the Irish Daily Mail this morning. And Michael Murphy, chair of the Oireachtas Transport Committee and Fine Gael TD for South Tipperary, joins us. Good morning to you, Michael. Is this really necessary?
Yeah, look, I only became aware of this yesterday. I think it's really important to acknowledge that every roadside memorial, you know, it's for a family who have lost a loved one, often in the most traumatic circumstances. And, you know, in terms of my knowledge of these memorials, more often than not, they just help families cope with grief, mark the place, for example, where their world.
Yeah, no, and people will
changed.
Be very familiar with them. So that's why I'm asking, is this really necessary?
I think further consultation is needed. Like, I only became aware of the policy yesterday. That's not good enough. And if I wasn't consulted, the Committee on Transport wasn't consulted, to what extent were road victim advocacy groups consulted? Like, I have no issue with guidance being issued to local authorities, guidance that encourages families to consult, to consider safety, visibility, you know, long-term maintenance. But an outright ban for me is a step too far. And the timing of this coming up to Christmas, I think is very regrettable.
I presume, Michael, the argument is that they are some kind of a distraction. But two things. One is, does that mean we do away with motorside art? For example, along most of our motorways, you'll see installations, you know, that people look at as they drive by. The same argument could be made about things like that. But equally, I have to say, if I drive by somewhere where I see a roadside tribute to somebody who has passed away in a crash at that point, I often think to myself, oh, I need to be careful. This is a dangerous bit of road.
Yeah, exactly. It's a reminder of the need to be. Look, road safety is absolutely paramount. We've lost 170 lives on Irish roads this year, far too many. I think this policy raises far more questions. Like you mentioned, monuments, whatever, on the side of the road. Like, what about advertising?
Well, exactly.
On a
There's lots of things along our roads.
Local authority.
And this one might give people pause for thought. Will you be bringing this up? Will you be questioning this?
Look, I certainly will. I think there is, like, I think we can develop a constructive path forward. But first and foremost, road victim advocacy groups must be at the centre of any framework. I think we need to consult with local authorities. But we need, look, it's, as I said, these memorials, you know, they remind us all of the human cost of road deaths. And, you know, again, the timing of this just before Christmas. But I will be engaging with TII and I will be engaging with the department.
Michael Murphy, Chair of the Oireachtas Transport Committee, and Fine Gael TD for South Tip. Thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.